Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord once again for allowing us to be here. We thank God for his goodness to us and how he has blessed us, how he's given us a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. And bless our dear sister Regina to see another beautiful birthday. Bless our dear sister Holmes to be with us this morning. Sister Carol, all the older saints, Brother Mann, when we walked in, he was praising the Lord this morning and thanking God. And had quite a few birthdays and anniversaries this month here. And we thank God for that. Truly, here little Gabby has turned 13. But we thank God. Thank God for his goodness, saints. Thank God for his mercy and grace extended unto us. I'm going to ask the Lord's blessing upon the services today. We've already felt his presence in the house of the Lord, and so we want his presence to remain with us because truly he has been good to us. Shall we look to the Lord? Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee this day, thanking you once again for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf.
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
Mercy,
if you feel you...
You allowed us to rise this morning, clothed in our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs, and you blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, as far as we know, each and every one of our family members are still in the land of the living. And for this, we want to say thank you. Father, we thank you this morning, dear Father, for the children, all the children being out today, dear Heavenly Father. Some we haven't seen in a couple Sundays, but Lord God, we thank you. You brought them back, dear Lord, and we ask your continued blessings be upon them, dear Lord. We ask the Lord that you remember their mothers and fathers, Lord God, who send them out, dear Father, to the house of God. Pray, Lord God, that one day that they will find themselves coming through those doors likewise.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Who died for their soul. Father, we thank you for all the saints of God who have gathered in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank you, Lord God, for our dear brother man, dear father, who's man in the door, and ask your continued blessings upon him. Ask that you would look down upon him with favor, Lord God, and be his guide and his direction and strength he so desperately stands in need of. We thank you for brother man and ask that you remember his request for his wife. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father, during her recovery, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she's going through a period of time of things that are happening, Lord God, but we just ask that you would bless and strengthen her in her body, strengthen her mind and in her soul, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all those who are caring for her, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them likewise. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you continue to remember Sister Holmes. We thank you for her being out. We thank you for all your manifold blessings upon her, dear Lord. As we saw her this morning, the first thing came out of her mouth, I thank the Lord for allowing me to be here.
Praise
thank you, Lord God, for the strength you give her each and every day. Thank you, Lord God, for the health and strength and well-being you afforded unto her all these years, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, as we've said before and many times, for her family who is there for her, caring for her, making sure, dear Lord, that she is able to be in the house of the Lord. We ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you would continue to be our guide and direction, dear Lord. And we know that Sister Holmes is going to give you the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Because, Lord God, her favorite scripture said to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And she's done that. You said in all your righteousness and all these things will be added. And, Father, you have added many blessings, and we thank you for that. We thank you this morning for Sister Carol and ask your continued love and mercy be extended unto her. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her and ask that you would continue to bless her family. Remember her grandchildren in a special way, Lord God, her grandsons, Lord God. We ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Lord. Remember her brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father, and his wife, dear Lord. We ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that you are God and beside you there is none other. Continue, Lord God, to look in upon Sister Carol there in her home, dear Father. Watch over, protect her, and keep her safe as she goes in and out and to and fro. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Regina, and thank you, Lord, that you blessed her to have another birthday, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this dear sister, and ask that you would continue to look in upon her with favor. Continue to strengthen her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. We know that she says she has one good eye, dear Heavenly Father, that she's able to see out of. We ask that you would strengthen it, and likewise strengthen the other, Lord God, that she may be able to see out of both eyes, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we know, dear Father, even if she's not, she's still going to praise you and thank you for all that you have done for her. Lord, it was good to be able to talk to her daughter Debbie on yesterday, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Father. And she thanks the saints for their prayers, Lord God, for her. She knows, Lord God, that we are holding her up in prayer, and she thanks us, Lord God. We pray, dear Father, that as she said, that one day she'll be able to come out to the house of the Lord, and we look forward to seeing that, dear Lord. Father, we ask this morning that you remember Sister
Your call Lillian. Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
In the sanctuary as of yet, dear Father. Don't know if she's come in, but we ask a special prayer and blessing upon this dear sister, Lord God. We know on last Lord's Day, I believe it was, she said she had a fall, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless her and keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over there in the home, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, if it needs be, to slow down her steps, dear Heavenly Father, and take her time. But, Lord God, we just ask in the name of Jesus that thou would be with Sister Lillian in a special way, Lord God. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Crown them her head to the soles of her feet. Give her, Lord God, the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. And we know her first and foremost desire is to serve you. She has committed her life to you, dear Heavenly Father. Now we ask in the name of Jesus that thou would bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Father, thank you for all the saints who have gathered in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you for those that are downstairs with the children right now, dear Heavenly Father. Special prayer and blessing upon Sister Lorenzine, dear Father. We ask that you would be with her, Lord God, and be her guide in her direction. We pray, Lord God, for our children likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We know that they have many questions, Lord God, about the Bible, dear Heavenly Father, about you, dear Lord. But Father in heaven, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would help those of us as teachers, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth, to show them, dear Heavenly Father, according to the word. But not only for us to show them, Lord God, but we are asking in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you would open up their avenues of thinking, dear Father. Open up their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remove that stony heart that's keeping them, Lord God, from wanting to receive what thus saith the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we know this world, dear Heavenly Father, is taking mankind by leaps and bounds, dear Father. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you wrap your loving arms around our children, dear Heavenly Father, that you give us the opportunity we need, dear Father, to teach them about you, to teach them your ways, dear Heavenly Father, that they will know, dear Father, about Jesus Christ before it's a day and hour too late. We know the scripture says in the word of God, to remember thy creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come nigh, dear Father, and they'll have no part with you. So, Father, we're training them up as you have asked us to do. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you open up that avenue, open up that way, open up their mindset. Help them, Lord, to uncross their arms, dear Heavenly Father, and help them, Lord, to sit attentive and to listen to your word, dear Father, so that they will know about Jesus Christ. They will know why they have to pray before they eat their meals. They will know why, dear Heavenly Father, they need to pray before they lay down at night and go out during the day. So, Father, we ask it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to gather this morning in the house of the Lord. We know there are many sanctuaries, there are many churches that are still not gathering, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us to be able to gather. And as we gather in your name to worship you, dear Heavenly Father, we give all praise and glory and honor to all that you have done for us and all that thou are doing and going to do on our behalf. Father, we ask a special prayer on brothers and sisters that are sick and shut in, dear Father. A special prayer, Lord God, upon Brother Delmar, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to look in upon this dear brother with favor. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul. Help him, Lord God, to do what the doctors have asked him to do, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord God, to not look at his situation and say, woe is me, but to look at his situation and say, I serve a God who is bigger than this cancer that's in my body. And he told me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and there is nothing too hard for my God. Father, we pray this morning that you would bless and be with him, Lord, in a special way, remembering, Lord, likewise, his companionship. Lord God, as she cares for him, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Father, thank you for Sister Francine and Brother Scott, dear Father. Father, and ask your continued blessings be with them. Continue to strengthen Brother Scott and his body, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him, dear Lord. We know that Brother Scott's going to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you do. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, that you would remember, dear Father, Sister Blake, we thank you for her. Thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness to the congregation, to the service, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for her and all that thou art doing and going to do. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for her wisdom and in her inspiration, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless and look in upon her, dear Heavenly Father. You know what her heart's desire is. You know what she stands in need of, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father. As she was saying, she was out working in her garden, dear Father, and just meditating upon the goodness of you. And as she was meditating, you were bringing to her mind the saints of God, the family, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be in. So we just ask that you would continue to bless and be with her in a mighty way. Likewise, remember her companion. We thank you for him. And Brother Levester, Lord God, as they come over to the house of God and they work, dear Heavenly Father, as the trustees, Lord God, keeping the house of God in order, dear Lord, and keeping the things that need to be done. We just ask your blessings upon our dear brethren. We ask that you would look down upon them with favor. Bless them in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. Give them the desires of their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We know Brother Levester's desire is to see his children saved, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we ask that you would grant that according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Likewise, we know that Brother Maurice, Lord God, is looking, dear Father, one day to be able to go see his mom, dear Father, and his family there in Alabama, Lord God. So we pray that you open up the way, dear Heavenly Father. We realize we're living in some bad times right now, dear Father. You can't even get on an airplane, dear Lord. You can't drive on the streets, dear Heavenly Father. But we know we serve a God in heaven who is able, dear Heavenly Father, to put a hedge of protection around us when all the world is in a chaotic mood and falling down, dear Father. We know our God is able to lift us up. Dear Heavenly Father, you're able to bless us and bring us through. We've seen it happen many times before, Lord God, and we know there's nothing too hard for you. You allow Sister Melita and her family to fly out and to fly to Georgia, dear Father, with no trouble, no hurt, harm, or danger. And so we know, likewise, if you've done it for them, you can do it for others, dear Heavenly Father. Be with Sister Melita. Be with her family in a special way, dear Father. And ask your continued blessings upon them, dear Lord, as she's there on vacation, Lord God. Give her the rest that is needed in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Dear Heavenly Father, beautiful saint of God, dear Father, but just needs a little rest, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you likewise would bless Brother PJ. We thank you for him being back. We thank you, Lord God, for touching and healing him and thank his companion, Lord, and their daughter and their bodies, dear Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you would bless and be with them in a mighty way. Oh, Father, we're just so thankful this morning for all that you have done and all that thou art doing. Oh, we've had a week, dear Heavenly Father, here in our world, dear Father, with so much has been going on. But, oh, Father in heaven, we thank you for knowing thee and the free pardon of our sins. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God and you are still in control. Now, we ask your blessings upon those families, Lord God, who are waiting to hear about loved ones, dear Father, that maybe in the building that fell in Florida, dear Father. But, Father, we know that you know all things and you do all things well. Yeah. Father, we know there may be someone that's still alive, dear Father. We don't know, dear Heavenly Father. But if they are, we ask, dear Father, that you would help them to be able to reach them, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, to be able to recover, Lord God. We just ask that you remember the families that are there waiting, dear Father. Those that are grieving and those that are waiting to hear, dear Father, some type of news. We know you're able, dear Father. And so, Lord, we commend it into your hands. Ask that you would bless. Get the glory out of our lives. Be with us in the services this day, dear Heavenly Father. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Praise our God. Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 223? That's not the song. I had the song, but I didn't get it in the bulletin. So we'll turn to 223. He is Lord. He is Lord. And worship the Lord. 223 and worship the Lord.
He is Lord. He Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Truly, he is Lord. There is none above him. There is none beside him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He is captain of our salvation.
Amen.
Thank God this morning for his goodness to us. Thank God for all of his many, many benefits, all of his blessings to us. If we were not blessed, we wouldn't be here. And so we thank God for all that he has done and all that we know he is able to do. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning, thanking God for her ministry, for her life, for her dedication to God and to us. Just thank God for his goodness. As we read our responsive reading, we'll remember those who doubtless are on their way, that God would give them traveling mercies. Again, we thank God for his word. We thank God for blessing our children who went away on vacation and came back safely. We thank God. It looks like they've grown 2 or 3 inches since they left. We thank, but that's the way God is. He'll grow you. And as a young person, he'll grow you physically. And then when you're saved, he'll grow you spiritually too. And when he does, everyone can see. It's manifested the same way that physical growth in children is manifested and others can see. So spiritual growth in God's people is manifested. So we thank God for continuing to grow us. Amen. And I don't want to be stunted. Do you? I want to keep growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And we will be reading verses 15 through 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. And because it's three verses, we'll read it in unison. Instead of reading responsively, we will read the three verses all together. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Amen. All right. Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Would you help Haley, please, find it? There we go. Ephesians chapter, London, if you would get a Bible. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Haley. There we go. We want our children to be in the right place also, to be able to read with us.
Yana, do you have a Bible, huh? Get it open.
Amen.
Okay, put your phone down. Stand up. Come on.
Amen. Stand up, please. We're going to stand at the reading of God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to tarry one for another.
Amen.
Sister India, where our reading is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. We're going to stand at the reading of God's word. If we're able to stand, and that would include all of our young people. Ephesians in the New Testament. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 15, 16, and 17. Amen. 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 Ephesians 5, verses 15, 16, and 17. And we're going to read it all together. Rather than reading responsibly, we're going to read it in unison. Amen. All together, verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Truly, the days are evil. These are that is why it is so very important for us to seek the Lord while he may be found. That's why it is so important for us to call upon him while he is near. That's why it's so important for us to obey his word. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask at this time, knowing that the days are evil, and we certainly do not want Satan to get an advantage. And that's why we walk with the Lord. We're going to ask at this time, are there special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand? Sister India? Amen. Amen. Hey, Sister India said we should remember her, that God's able to keep. So remember her family much in prayer. Other requests? Sister Carol. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 So Sister Carol said, remember her family and remember the McGrail family. God is blessing and God is healing, and we're thankful that the word of God is going forth. And the Lord said it would not return unto him void, but it would accomplish that for which he had sent it. And we thank God. Hearts and minds are hearing and taking it in. And so we pray that God will bless and move on those souls. Amen. Other requests?
Sister Blake, I want to thank the saints for your prayers for Caleb Lowry. He is doing much better. Everything is starting, you know, he has cancer, but they did find a spot on his brain. So his mother said, can you remember? And she thanks you very much for this.
Amen.
And remember her, just, you know, going back and forth to the hospital. Amen.
Amen. So Caleb Lowry. So we may continue to remember him and his mother. Sister Regina.
From the Jason Village, something came in there the other day. I think what you needed. I didn't know who they were. Two men, you know. So remember JC Village.
Amen. Remember JC Village and Sister Regina. especially. Amen. God's able to put his hedge of protection. Amen. Amen. Other requests? Brother Byron. Amen. Amen. Remember Kendall, Madeline's friend, as they make a determination how they'll treat his situation with his blood vessels and so on around his brain. Amen. Remember the Zellner family. Amen.
Sister Blake, likewise, on that same situation, when we were there at the funeral, the pastor that was supposed to be doing the funeral had to be taken to the hospital. So remember him much.
Yes, yes. My. We don't know where sickness is. We don't know where death is. Amen. And it can hit at a moment. Amen. There have been a few times we've gone to a funeral for one person, only to find out at that funeral that someone else that we know has passed. And so, God, we have to know God. We have to know God. He's our only hope. Amen. 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 So, Sister Maria said, remember Sarah, that's Brother Killian's wife. She's due to have baby number two, a Johnson baby number two. So remember her much in prayer. Amen. And Brother Killian as well. And Callum, who's going to have to adjust to being a big brother. Amen. Maybe he'll have to consult with Tatum about how to do that. Amen. Brother Jackson. Amen. Good. Remember the Wigfall family, much in prayer, and Terry especially. Sister Carol. Amen. Remember the Green family, much in prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Holmes. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So I think of the song that we sing. Is that I'm one person. I'm leaning strong. Well, this song is saved. And part of it says, I'm leaning strong on his mighty arm. I know he'll guide me all the way. And when you give the testimony and say, well, the Lord has blessed me, I thank the Lord I'm here. I think of that often. His mighty arm is able to help us. Even if we lean strong on it, he'll support us and guide us. So thank God. So glad that he blessed you to be here today, Sister Holmes. Amen.
Sister, let's remember those we don't see that are normally here. Sister Eva and Lillian.
Yes, amen. Remember Pastor Jenkins, and that God will anoint her in this service to preach the word. Amen. Pray God's anointing also on Sister Millicent as she leads the songs. Amen. Thank God. Pray for me also.
Amen. Like I said, thank you. Continue remembering me. I don't know what's going on with my throat. I'm on a CPAP machine, but I've been waking up, coughing, so I haven't been on it. I told my doctor, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. So that's the reason I keep choking up here when I start singing. My throat keeps getting sore, and it'll go away. And I use that machine, so I told him, this is something's not right with this machine. So just remember me in prayer.
Amen. 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 Remember Sister Millicent in body. All general requests. We all have to depend upon the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Byron if you would take us to the throne of grace. Amen. Have your way.
Should we turn in our worship the Lord to page 469? 469 in the worship of the Lord. Red book, the worship of the Lord. 469. Have thine own way, Lord. Have his way in our life. 469. God has been good to us, blessing us. We're to have his way in our life.
Have thine own way.
Week. He has truly been good to me, and always as I stand before you, I find it an honor to come before you in the name of the Lord, and truly thank you for your prayers that he has touched my body. I feel much better from the rash. They did give me some cream, but I'm much better off and feel better, feel stronger. So I do desire your prayers continually on my behalf as well. And that the Lord will bless and hear from on high as we have gathered together this day. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we come before thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you this day, and thank you for allowing us to rise up from our beds of rest last evening and allow us to make our way to the house of God to fellowship one with another. And we desire to have you in our presence, dear Father, as we have gathered together and all of these have gathered around your altar this morning. We ask that thou will bless and look down with favor. We realize, dear Father, coming to the house of God is not in vain, but it is to hear something or receive something. Whether you know why you're here or not, something is going to be said or done that you may receive and that will stick with you and may come to pass even down the road. So we ask that thou will bless this day for all that are listening in, all that are gathered here. We ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. And we truly want to thank you this morning, dear Father, for all that you've done for each and every one of us. We truly thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that atoned for our sins, that was shed for our sins. We realize that he suffered and died, and he completed this through the going to the cross, but not only just the cross, but the shedding of blood, the pouring out, even the water that came out, representing the washing of the water by the blood. So we need that blood to wash us from our sins and cleanse us into all righteousness. So we're thankful for the great plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. Help us to understand and have knowledge and wisdom on this very great plan of salvation that has been brought and given unto us through your dear Son. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy and how you look down with favor. And as you have heard each and every request, dear Father, this morning, we ask that thou would look down with favor and have mercy. We know in your word you said you'd have mercy where you choose to have mercy. So we're asking this morning that you would have mercy on each and every one that found it well to be out to the house of God, and likewise those that are listening in. We ask that thou would have favor with each and every one of us that under the sound of your voice this morning. We ask that thou would look down with favor. We're thankful to see Sister Regina here. And we ask that thou remember her request this morning, even for something she named. I believe that's her living quarters. So we ask that thou remember that condition in a special way. Thankful for her. Thankful how you've been bringing her along, soul, body, and spirit. And she's getting along. She's making her way to the house of God. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Carol being here. Remember the many requests she brought for different ones and where she traveled to and how she's met with some. And then she's praying for others and likewise love for family members and desiring those to be saved. So we ask that thou grant according to your riches and glory, according to her faith in thee, that thou would hear from on high and look down with favor. Thankful to see Brother Javier here this morning. We ask that thou remember him in a special way and continue to bless his household and continue to bless his goings and comings as a young man in the Lord, trying to serve thee and understand your word and understand how it fits in his life. And we realize Jesus Christ came for all, so we know that he's included in this salvation. So we ask that thou remember this young man in a special way and look down upon him with favor. Remember all our children this day and all those that we've seen this morning. Can't name all of them by name hardly anymore because there's many of them that have come in, but we're thankful for those that Sister India has encouraged to come to the house of God. We're thankful for this young lady of God in the house of God, saint of God. We ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor. Continue to bless her and bless her goings and comings. And we ask that thou would continue to allow her spirit to be calm in thee and allow her to wait on thee and listen to thee and hear thy ever soft speaking voice unto her on how to live and how to do. So we ask that thou would bless this young lady in a special way and look down upon her with favor. Thankful to see Sister Smith in the house of God and ask that thou remember her in a special way and guiding and directing and seeing her through. And remember her loved ones. Remember the prayer she always puts in for the desire to see them saved, desire to see them delivered, praying that they would come out to the house of God to hear your eternal word. Hearing is believing, you said in your word. So it's important that they would come and hear from on high. So we ask that thou remember that situation and remember her loved ones in a special way. And truly thankful to hear from Sister Holmes this morning and see her in the house of God. Even as she presses her way and presses through the pain and presses through the fatigue maybe, and she smiles and sees her way through. And we're just thankful to know that it's a pressing way, and realizing that we can press on for thee in this life and make it through in Jesus' name. It encourages me to press on because there's so many years between her and my years, and she's pressing on with her light afflictions, as you call them. So we're thankful, dear Father. Allow her to continue to press on and be an encouragement to each and every one of us. And we're truly thankful for Brother Maurice being here this day. We ask that thou continue to remember this dear brother in a special way. Look down upon him with favor, guiding and directing, seeing him through. Sister Lawrence Dean, we're thankful for her being in the house of God. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. Didn't hear any special requests, but we realize, dear Father, that we all stand in need of something from thee. And she's gathered here in the fellowship this morning, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And thankful for her helping out with the children downstairs in that ministry as well, and trying to feed them and minister to them and in a kind way and in a loving way, that they may know that Jesus Christ lives. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her in a special way. And likewise, Brother Levester being here this morning, we're thankful for him and his cry out to thee on his, for his loved ones and different ones he spoke of. And remembering the Wigfall family, and ask that thou would remember those in bereavement still and some of the things they're having to go through and finalizing things. So we ask that thou remember them in a special way. Thankful likewise to see Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria in the house of God and the boys with them. We ask that thou remember that family, this young family, in a special way and look down upon them with favor. We realize it's a task and a challenge to be saved and likewise follow through and likewise express that upon your young children as they grow up and give them an understanding of what it means to be saved. And they're starting that off well by just bringing them to the house of God. We ask that thou would continue to bless them in a mighty way and look down upon them with favor. Likewise, Brother Manns, we're thankful to see him in the house of God this morning. We ask that you remember him in a special way and continue to bless him and guide him. Remember his companion. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And Officer Todd, I saw him come in. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. We're thankful for him, and we're thankful for the duty that you've allowed him to do here at the house of God. We pray for his family. We pray for their souls as well, and that they continue to be blessed, and that somehow the word of God continues to reach out to them in some manner, in some kind of way, that your spirit would move, that all would be well with their family in like manner. We just ask, dear Father, that you remember likewise Sister Blake this morning. We're thankful to see her in the house of God, and ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to strengthen her soul, body, and spirit. We're thankful for this dear saint of God. We're thankful for her presence always in the house of God, and thankful for just knowing that she's around, and know that we're going to hear and receive truth and understanding from her wisdom and knowledge. So we're thankful to have her in presence always. Likewise, Sister Millicent this morning, thankful for her being in the house of God. And we ask that thou would bless her in a mighty way, soul, body, and spirit, dear Father. And as she put in a special request for her throat and things, her breathing situation and apparatus, we ask that thou remember this in a special way and look down upon her with favor. Allow her to trust in thee and look up to thee, and ask thou to reach in and help those lungs along and give her, allow her faith to look up, dear Father. You can do it. We know it. I know it. I feel it always that you are able. You might take us through something for a little while, but we got to keep faith and trust in thee, and thou will see us through. You said in your word, the things you can see are only temporal, but the things you cannot see are the eternal things. So let us look to the eternal things and realize the things you see are only temporary, and they can pass if we keep faith. And likewise, we're truly thankful for Minister Jenkins this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. We're thankful for her faithfulness. We're thankful for the word of God that you give her. We're thankful for the power of the Spirit that is upon her and in her and guiding and directing and seeing her through. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her and look down upon her with much favor as she labors in your word, labors in your vineyard. We ask that thou would look down upon her with much favor and guide and direct her through. We know that it's not a light thing to have to handle your word and handle your word and handle other souls with it. So we ask that thou would guide and direct her and allow her to be encouraged, but have authority in your word and be comforted that thou hast gone before and made the pathway sure. Now we're thankful, dear Father, for all that you do. Brother Pierre, I saw him this morning. Remember him in a special way. And likewise, the Zellander family, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. And also Kendall, Father. Thankful to know that thou was able to work even in Atlanta. And we realize, dear Father, that this young man has an issue going on. So I ask that you would look in on it and see him through, dear Lord. Likewise, my daughter being down there as well, we ask that thou would comfort their hearts and minds and know that we're praying for them in a special way. I heard my wife tell him last night, well, you know your dad's going to pray for you and offer up a prayer, even though you wanted to kind of be quiet. But my wife even encouraged her that she knew that I would not go without prayer because we're nothing of ourselves, but all of thee. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way in that situation. So we're thankful, dear Father, for all that you do and are doing. And we ask that you would keep us in thy name. We're thankful for the church of God. We're thankful to know that it stands for righteousness. We're thankful to know that it stands for holiness. We're thankful to know that it stands for salvation, deliverance from sin. So continue to bless us. Continue to give those that may not understand this the understanding that we are held accountable for the word of God. We're held accountable for this life that we live in. We're held accountable for what we do in these bodies before our Lord and Savior and Creator, Jesus Christ. And he has come and shed out life's blood that we may be able to be delivered from our sins. So we ask that people and each and every one, young and old, would get the understanding of your love for each and every one of us, that you loved us so much that you were willing to die for this word that you have brought to us. Now let us learn to live according to it, and that we may be blessed before we're done in this life, because we all have to come to a dying pillow one day. And after that, you said it would be the judgment for each and every one of us, and we will not get by the judgment. So let us make sure that we receive the word of God and understand the word of God and be willing to hear the preaching this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it and receive. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise our God.
Thank God.
Yes. Praise God. Amen.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So glad the Holy Spirit gives utterance in prayer.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit speaks through his people in their prayers. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Lord truly spoke through you, Brother Byron. Thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord for allowing us to be here. Thank God for all that he has provided for us. And before you to lift the morning offering, this is the last Sunday in June.
Yeah. Already.
Already. My. Yes. People say that, you know, time is flying. Add to that, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Soon. Amen. Have to be ready. That's right. This is the fourth Sunday special offering for today is for missions, missionaries. And so that special offering may be placed in the middle plate. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side, to the left and to the right of the middle plate. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for, Lord, your voice, dear God. Lord, we hear your voice, dear God, through your word. Lord, we hear your voice through the prayers of your people. Lord, we thank you, dear God. We hear your voice through the songs of Zion, Lord, when we sing praises to you. Lord, we're just so thankful, dear God, that you speak to us, dear God. And Lord, we obey your voice. And Lord, a stranger we will not follow. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and receive these offerings and tithes, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us, dear Lord, the means with which, dear Father, to bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear God. For we realize, Lord, that it's only through you, dear God, Lord, that we are able, Lord, to do these things. And so, Lord, it truly is a joy, dear God, to obey your word in giving. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, give wisdom, Lord, for the use of these offerings. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would guide us and direct us, dear Father, Lord, that we may do your will, dear Father, even in the disbursement, Lord, of these offerings. And we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use them both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I will sing hallelujah, for there's joy in the Lord, and he fills my heart with rapture as I rest on his word. I will trust in his promise, I will shout, I am free in my blessed, loving Savior. I have sweet victory. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. I will live for the Savior. I am his evermore. I am resting in his favor. I am safe and secure, for the light shining brighter on my path every day cheers my happy soul with rapture as I walk in the way. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. When I come to the portals of that land of the blessed, I shall sing with holy angels of his rest, happy rest. I shall dwell there forever with my Lord and my King, and with everlasting praises make those high orchards green. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory. There is joy in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
He broke the chains.
I want to thank the Lord for being here this morning. And I got a testimony. I love the Lord. So who should give?
Thank you, Lord.
I woke up singing the song, He Broke the Chain. I began to weep. I said, Lord, you broke the chain one day. And I thought about my sister, Doreta. And she gave her life. She said, right over there. And she cried out, He broke the chain. And this comes in this first verse. My life was lost in sin and shame. The way I could not see. But Jesus came. Oh, bless his name.
That's the Lord.
And he set my spirit free. Because he broke the chain.
Mm-hmm.
That bind me. I would bind in the broken chain one day, and I answered the call. And I just thank God today for his goodness and mercy. This song just means so much to me. And I had thought about it. It just hit me. I said, Lord, have mercy. Is this what you'd have us to do or have us to sing? Is it for somebody? And Lord, I just thank the Lord for
it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
My life was lost in sin and shame, the way I could not see, but Jesus came. Oh, bless his name and set my spirit free. I'll never give the things to say and Jesus put to my troubles all. Words that are sweet and make my burden grow. He broke the chain of sin that bound me, and he set all my joy free. Bring to his matchless name. He walks with me each hour and day in fellowship divine. His grace will lead me all the way, for he is truly mine. Never give the faith in Jesus, but to my troubled soul, word is not empty. We have made my burden go. He broke the chain of sin by me, and he set all my troubles free. Bring to me as his name. I'm satisfied with this dear friend. He all is all to me. I'll trust him till this life shall be, and through him.
laid a sin there by me, and he said all my troubles bring me praise to his matchless name. When I shall see him face to face, in that sweet home of ours, I'll thank him for his wondrous grace and for redeeming us. I'll never get the day when Jesus spoke to my troubled soul. The words that have healed me and made my burden drop. He broke the chain of sin that bound me, and he set all my joy bells ringing praise to his master's name. I'll never forget the day when Jesus spoke to my troubled soul. Words of peace, peace, and made my burden strong. He broke the chain of sin that bound me, and he said all my joy bells ring. He prayed to his master's name. I'll never forget the day when Jesus spoke to my troubled soul. Words of love and peace that made my burden strong. He broke the chain of sin that bound me, and he set all my joy bells ringing praise to his matchless name. I'll never forget the day when Jesus spoke to my troubled soul.
We talk about John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I like to personalize it. For God so loved me.
Praise our God.
God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes, so I
for me, so that if I believe in him, I can have everlasting life.
Oh,
amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy and his great love wherewith he loved us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my.
Shall we look to the Lord in
prayer? Amen, amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
For all that you have done for us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, because you did for us what we could not do for ourselves.
Amen.
We could not save ourselves. We could not redeem ourselves. Only one was worthy. There was only one whose blood, precious blood, could be shed to atone for our sins. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your saving and keeping grace. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. For we know, Lord, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, Lord, the faith that we now enjoy, dear God, came by hearing the word of God. And we thank you, Lord, that you spoke peace to our troubled soul through your word. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that as your word goes forth today, Lord, that you would speak peace to some soul, dear God, who is troubled. Lord, to some soul who needs, Lord, to know that there is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all in this world of sin. And that there's a happy life in the holy way.
Right.
And by the grace of God, they can enter in. Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing on your word today.
Right.
We pray, Lord, your anointing on your maid servant, dear God.
Right.
Lord, we ask you, Lord, to empower her to preach your word, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word would go forth in power, dear God, Lord, to save a soul today and wash every sin away, because we know there's power in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us to hear and to receive your word, dear God, knowing, dear God, that it is food for our very souls, dear Father. And Lord, even after it was preached to us, Lord, and we were saved, Lord, still we know, Lord, that we need your word, dear God. We need your word, dear Father, for food, dear Father. Lord, we know that we need it, Lord, for instruction, Lord, and for reproof, Lord, and for correction, dear God. And Lord, Lord, we know I need to be instructed in righteousness, dear God, so we know, Lord, how to draw nigh unto you. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would have his way, Lord, even as your word is preached. And, Lord, that your word, Lord, would reach and touch hearts, dear God. Lord, that regeneration would happen through the preaching of your word. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing, dear Father. Lord, even as we sit, dear God, to receive your word, Lord, we rebuke the enemy, dear God, who would try to bring inattention, who would try to bring distraction. Lord, we rebuke him, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. He has no part nor lot with your word. Have your way, dear God. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and praise and thanksgiving, Lord, will be in our hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Praise God.
Oh, send it down in our hearts today. Send it down. Give ever-failing grace. Never-failing grace. Has to bravely face. Oh, Father, send the power down.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Truly, we thank the Lord for being here, giving honor to God. Sister Blake, this congregation, my brothers and sisters in Christ,
Good to see you, Sister Kiba. We were praying for you, dear. Good to see Brother Robert praying for your daughter, praying for your family. Ask God's blessings upon each and every one. Just thank God for all that he has done for us. Sister Kiba, would you like for us to open up in a word of prayer for you, son? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee, thanking you once again for your manifold blessings. We thank you for the foregoing prayer of Sister Blake, dear Father, and we ask that you bind these prayers as one. But Father, we can see, dear Heavenly Father, our sister is in a little distress right now, so we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor. We pray, Lord God, that you would wrap your loving arms around her, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that whatever the enemy is trying to pose to her, dear Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus and ask that you would have, he would have no part not in her life, dear Father, but that thou would get the glory and honor, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you be with Sister Kiba. We thank you for her. We love her, dear Heavenly Father. We know you love her more. So we just ask that you would bless in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you. Amen. Amen. Be encouraged, sis. Be encouraged. Praise our God. In our hearing this morning, we read Ephesians, the fifth chapter. I trust you have your Bibles with you this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Thank God for everyone that's here today, for our young people. I also ask you to get your Bibles, especially the Jenkins children, grandchildren. I need your Bibles, writing instruments. Come to the house of the Lord to learn more about Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for his word that's been left on record on our behalf. We would like to go back to that fifth chapter of Ephesians to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Ephesians verse 17. Lord bless. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. As the Lord gives me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, understanding the will of the Lord. Understanding the will of the Lord. Saints of God, it is important for us to know God's will for our lives. Jesus said in Mark 5 that his true spiritual brethren are those who know and do his Father's will. Of that scripture in verse 35, he says, "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." That means more than life itself. You see, a sister of the Lord, Jesus Christ, means something. It means something to be able to say that I am in the family of God. That is what everyone has been speaking about all morning long, from our Sunday school lesson all the way up into the morning devotional service. We've been speaking about being in the family of God. You see, once we received Christ by faith, we were made God's children. And his desire is to lead us in his way. God is not trying to hide his will from us, but he wants to reveal his will through the word of God. In fact, he has already given us many directions in his word. We are told in 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." We're also told in 1 Peter, the second chapter, in verse 15, it lets us know that we do good works because it is the will of Almighty God. And in Romans, the 12th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Paul lets us know the secret to living a holy life. He says these words to the believers at Rome. He said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." You see, now that we are children of God, he wants us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. He He went on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, as Christians, we are called upon to present our bodies as living sacrifices. Paul admonishes to the believers there in Rome to sacrifice themselves to God, not as a sacrifice on the altar as in the Mosaic law time. It required animals to be sacrificed, but as a living sacrifice. You see, God is looking for us to totally surrender ourselves to him by holy living and the renewing of our mind. You see, far too many people want to be saved, but they are not willing to lay everything on the altar of sacrifice praise. Many are guilty of trying to hold back areas of their lives that they feel are precious to them. But our Heavenly Father wants all of our lives given over to him. Many today are asking, why do we have to totally give everything over to Almighty God? The reason is simple. Because he brought us at Calvary. And when we say that we are saved, we say that we belong to God. Yes. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And look at what he says there in that 20th verse. But let's start with verse 19. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? God is the divine owner of us, saints. And I thank God for it. Because when we were out there in the world, we believed within ourselves that we owned our own bodies. And we were out there in the world doing a lot of things with these bodies that we ought not to have been doing. Amen? There were things we were putting on that we needed not to be putting on. There were things that we were attaching to our body that we today are suffering from. Because we were out there doing things that we felt it was okay to do. But I thank God now that we've come to our senses, we've come to Almighty God. We know those things are not right in the sight of Almighty God. He goes on to say in verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. Then he turned with me over to the 7th chapter. It's in your body, excuse me, and in your spirit, which are God's. Turn with me to chapter 7 and look at what he says in verse 23 there. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Praise our Amen. God. Salvation makes us subject to God's commands regardless of what they are. I say to the one who is professing to be a Christian, you find it hard to yield to the commands of God. May you never forget that you were headed to hell one day when he found you. You didn't care a thing about God, but he loved you. He gave his son to die for you. He is the one that convicts you through the Holy Spirit, and he is the one that has called you. He is the one that gave you the faith to believe in the first place. And he is the one that will save your soul by his grace. Amen. All he is asking of anyone that claims to be a child of God is that we keep his commandments and do his will. We're told there in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 4, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, yeah. And the truth is not in him. And I'm speaking from the word of God. He said, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. You see, this is why our world is in a bit of confusion right now about what being saved means. They see so-called professing Christians living like the devil are worse than they are living. Many professing believers say, I can't help but sin.
Nobody's perfect. You see, God wants each and every one of his children to quit the sin business. And he wants us to perfect our Christian walk in him. The old saying we heard as children growing up, practice makes perfect. The same is true in our relationship with Almighty God. As we walk with the Lord, as we obey his eternal word, as we rely on the Spirit of God, we will find that we are given the mind of Christ Jesus, and we don't want to be in the sin business anymore. We know him, and that helps us to know his will for our lives. You see, when you get into the Word of God, and you begin to get in and dig and meditate and read and study the Word of God, the Word of God begins to show you how you are to live your life for Almighty God. The Word of God begins to refine you. It begins to show you the things, and you begin to look at the things of this world, and they become strangely dim in the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many of us have found that to be so? We're told in the Word of God in John 5, the 5th chapter, in the 39th verse, we're told in there to search the Scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. When you get in the Word of God and you're searching out about Jesus Christ, you're wanting to know more about him and how Jesus Christ walked upon this earth and the reason why our Savior came. See, our Savior came. He didn't come to have joy. He came here to seek and to save that which was lost. He was on a mission for Almighty God. You might say, well, why did God send him on that mission? Well, you got to go all the way back into Genesis and begin to read and find out why Jesus had to come. You see, back in the Garden of Eden, God had set mankind there, and God had given mankind a command, and that command was not to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Oh, but the old serpent, the devil, came along and began to whisper in the ears of Eve and began to try to make the things of God look like God was trying to hide something from it. And that same old devil is busy today. What are you saying, Sister Renee? That same old devil is whispering in the ears of mankind when God comes to you and tells you that you need to change your life and come to Almighty God. Then that old devil begins to come in and he begins to say things. Well, you know you're too young to serve the Lord. You know that you have a life ahead of you to live. You know that you've got all these aspirations that you want to do. And the devil begins to tell you the reasons why, but the devil never shows you down the road when you turn away from Almighty God and you get out there in this world going after all of those worldly aspirations. Then when you get down to a bed of affliction, see, I know what I'm talking about. When you get down to a bed of affliction, who are you going to call on? As Sister Millicent oftentimes says, you don't call on the devil, but you're going to call the saints of God because you want them to call upon Almighty God. Why not come to God now when you can give him your life? If you are young person under the sound of my voice and do not know my Jesus, I invite you to come to this altar of prayer. All this world that we're living in is a dangerous world out there right now. You may say to me, oh, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this junk. I'm going to close my eyes to it. But I say to you, get in the Word of God and know why you're living today. All because of him. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today? Praise our God. Oh, the alarm clock didn't wake you up this morning. Neither did your mother.
Amen.
Oh, but it was the hand of Almighty God that allowed you to get up this morning. And that hand of Almighty God is the one that feeds you and is the one that
that keeps you and is the one that blesses each and every day. We are told in the word of God, he daily loadeth us with benefits. How many believe that to be so? My God is a good God. We sang about him this morning. He broke those chains that had us bound in sin, and he set our feet on a solid foundation. And I thank God this morning for the older saints of God who prayed for my soul to be able to stand here in the house of God today. We have some of the older saints that are still with us, and I thank God for Sister Holmes. I thank God for Sister Carol. I thank God for Sister Regina, Brother Mann, the older saints that pray for us younger ones to come along, and we are here today. I thank God for the word of God and the spirit of God that's my guide and my direction each and every day. Praise his name. Praise his name. Oh, as we walk with the Lord and we obey his word, and when we rely on his spirit, we will find that we are given the mind of Jesus Christ. And yes, he will help us to know his will. We will find God's guidance readily available to us through the word of God. We are told in Proverbs 11, chapter verse 5, it says there, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his ways, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. If we are walking closely with the Lord and truly desiring God's will for our lives, God will place his desires in our hearts. See, the key is wanting God's will and not our own. Amen. We are told in the 37th division of Psalms, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. If you want God to keep his part, then we're going to have to do our part. Amen. And that is knowing his will for our lives.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise our God. Know Jesus, we've got to know Jesus closer and closer each and every day. We've got to draw closer to him if we want to be like him. We don't want to displease our Heavenly Father. I don't know about you, but it seems to me that we owe him everything. We owe him a better way of living our lives in him. We are told, and Sister already quoted it, in John the 3rd chapter, verse 16, she said to put herself in there. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You think about it. God loved the world. It wasn't in, it's not talking about the trees in the bushes, but world here means the people that he created in it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is what Brother Byron was speaking about. If you believe in him, if you apply what the word of God is saying, then you will have everlasting life. Oh, yeah, Christ died for everyone, but you've got to come to him. You've got to believe that he is able to save you and that he not only saved you, but our God is able to keep you. Yeah. He goes on to say there, for God sent not a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Are you saved this afternoon? Praise our God, if you are. Praise God. You see, Christ absorbed the wrath of God on our behalf, and he did it by suffering. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. He bore our sins and purchased our forgiveness, and he did all this by suffering on the cross. He provided a perfect righteousness for us. Because of this, we become righteous in him. Turn with me to Romans, the 5th chapter, and look at what it says there in Romans 5, verse 19. It says, for as by one man, disobedience, many were made sinners. And oh, saints of God, we know who that one man was. That one man was Adam there in the garden. And if you don't know, I ask you to go and read Genesis. Read the first three, just the first three or four chapters of Genesis to get the understanding of what we're saying here. He said, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And that's speaking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then over in Philippians 2nd chapter, turn me there. He says in verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, speaking of Jesus, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's what our Savior did for you and I. May we, like Paul, ever be aware of the fact that by the grace of God, I am what I am today. Amen. Praise Amen. Our God. Oh, a living sacrifice means that we are to be on the altar ever we are. Regardless of our physical surroundings, we are to remember that this body and all of it belongs to Almighty God. There's never a time in life when you and I are out of God's presence or his view, are free to live as we please. As we are learning about on Wednesday night in our Bible study, desiring the presence of the Lord. You see, a living sacrifice means a constant, continuous sacrifice to Almighty God. This is not something we do from time to time, but we offer this body up to the Lord for his use and for his glory each and every day of our lives. A living sacrifice means that our own desires are sacrificed for the things of Almighty God. Oh, to be a living sacrifice, it requires that this body does not live for this old world any longer. You've come out of this world, so those worldly things are no longer us. We no longer live for the flesh or for the devil, but that everything this body does is held to the guidelines of the Word of God. A living sacrifice means that this body is devoted to the things of serving Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking Amen. About? Amen. This means that we are to lay down the ambitions and desires of our bodies, and we've got to commit ourselves to doing nothing but that which God bids for you and I to do. I believe Brother mentioned this even in our Sunday school review. We are to be his vessels, through which God can live and work in this world. You see, the bottom line of all is that we have to sacrifice our bodies. Now that we are in Christ Jesus, Jesus is not something we do just on Sunday morning when we come to church. No, but we've got to do it each and every day of our lives. We got to do it in every activity that you and I are engaged in. Everything must be done to glorify and honor God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. You see, when you're saved, you understand that God must be in absolute control of our will. He has to be in control of our emotions, our passions, our deeds, our thoughts. We don't have under God no First and Second Amendment rights. Everything is controlled by Almighty God. Amen. He's the one that's in the control. That is why Paul said in the latter end of Romans, that 12th chapter, verse 2, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You're under the control of the Holy Spirit of God. He controls your thinking. He controls your speech. Oh, saints of God, some of us were out there in the world. Some of us were cursers and swears. We were doing all manner of things. Now the Spirit of God controls that. Amen. And the Spirit of God will keep us. Oh, he's able to keep. Praise our God. Some of us were out there. We were smoking and drinking and doing all manner of things. Amen. Lying and cheating. And stuff. But the Spirit of God now has moved in. And that Spirit of God guides and directs us. And he controls us. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We've been given over total control to him. That's why you got to give it all over to Almighty God. See, when you give it over to Almighty God, you don't come around and say, where is my First and Second Amendment rights in God? You don't have any. God has all rights, exclusive rights to you as a child of God. Praise Amen. Our God. In our scripture text this morning, we read verse 17. We read these words. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, when we understand what the will of the Lord is, we will have no problem submitting to the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit of God. Do you know what the will of the Lord is for your life this afternoon? You see, the will of God is more than saying we are saved by grace. In the times in which we are living, being saved is a common buzzword, something that has become popular, fashionable to say without truly knowing the biblical application of salvation. You see, biblical salvation is you and I believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, being forgiven of our sins by repenting and being born again. See, this is totally different from the world's concept of what being saved is. Most believe it is living their lives as sinners by day and confessing by night. That's how they live. This is not being saved. Our God is expecting better than that from those of us who are saved. When you say you are saved and are having trouble living the life of a Christian, then you need to check to see who your devotion is to. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. Yes, no matter who we are, the devil is relentless. He does not give up. Just because someone decides to be a Christian and follow the things of God does not mean that the devil is going to back off. Not so. We all, including myself and Sister Bacon and all those have been saved, Sister Holmes, been saved for years and years and years. We still have trials and tribulations. Oh, we've not been told that we would not have them. There's nowhere I've read in the Word of God that says once you reach a certain point in your Christian walk that you will not have any trials or tribulations. There's nothing in the Word of God that says that. But when your life is committed to God, you can face those trials with certainty. You don't have to give in to the devil. The Holy Spirit of God is saying to all of us this afternoon, the basic fundamentals for living a Christian life for Christ Jesus, and we are told that in Titus, the second chapter, verse 2, is to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You see, ungodliness is anything that does not glorify God.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, Paul told the Corinthian saints, he said, whether therefore we eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Everything we do in this life, whatsoever we do, should be done to the glory of Almighty God. That means if you are a garbage picker or a garbage collector, you need to be collecting the garbage to the glory and honor of God. That means if you're out there cleaning off the side, you need to sweep them to the glory and honor of Almighty God. That means if you are a dishwasher in a restaurant, and you may not like that job, but you need to do it to the glory and honor of Almighty God. If you have to clean toilets for a living or anything, and I'm saying some of the worst ones, you do it to the glory and honor of God. Because Paul said, whether therefore we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of God. Praise our God. Oh, ask ourselves, does our life glorify God this afternoon? You see, grace will teach us how to live. Also, grace will show us the will of God in our lives. One thing God requires from all of us, from all of his children, is for us to be obedient to his eternal word. If you are blatantly living in sin, then you are intentionally disobeying the word of God, and you're not living in God's purpose and will for your life. You see, sin tries to creep into our lives on a regular basis, but we can live lives that are above sin. In 1 Timothy, the second chapter, Paul shares with God's universal call for all mankind. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what he says there in verse 4 of 1 Timothy 2. He said, who, meaning God, will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That is God's desire for all mankind. God's desire is not for mankind to be lost. You see, it was a universal call. When Jesus came, he died for all. So God's desire is for each and every mankind to be saved and to come to Almighty God. You see, when you are living in God's purpose and will, you will do what's necessary to make sure that you are living out God's purpose for your life. You know, see, God has numbered our days. How many believe that? Our days are already numbered. He will fulfill every purpose that God has said in his word for your life. All of us that profess to be saved ought to be walking a spirit-filled life in Christ Jesus. You see, it still surprises me, saints of God, when I hear those professing to be saved saying they live as they do. Many are just living above the radar of sin, so to speak. Some are below it and trying to still say that they are saved. Salvation is better than that.
Amen.
True salvation is deliverance from sin through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. If you're trying to straddle the fence, so to speak, and still trying to live in sin and still trying to live for Jesus, look at what he says there in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 34. He said, no man can serve two masters. So you can't serve both. You can't say, I'm a child of God on Sunday morning, but I'm a child of the devil on Monday through Saturday. It don't work that way. You are either a child of God or a child of the devil. He goes on to say there, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You meaning you cannot serve God and the world together. Amen. Praise our God. Yes, we've got to be different from the world, saints, because we are in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is supposed to be a life lived by faith. It is by faith that we entered into this Christian walk. And it is by faith that we live it out. We began our Christian journey. We came to Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins. We understood that what we sought could not be obtained by any other means than by faith in Jesus. We cannot work our way to heaven because nothing we could ever do would be sufficient to get us there. And those who believe they can obtain eternal life by keeping rules and regulations or lists of do's and don'ts, you deny clearly what the word of God says. Turn to Galatians 3, verse 11. He says there in that scripture, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Are you living by faith this afternoon? The Pharisees of Jesus' day, they rejected him because he told them this very truth, that all their righteous deeds were worthless and that their faith, that the only faith in their Messiah would save them. Oh, saints of God, the same is happening today right now. The same message is being rejected today by many that believe that they will work their way into the kingdom of God by doing good deeds, but living sinful lives. Not so. You have to make a change in your life by coming to Jesus Christ through the new birth. Yes, all of us were once dead in trespasses. We were all dead in sin when he found us and he saved us by his grace. How many believe this afternoon that God, through his amazing grace, brought us out of death, depravity, and delivered us from the doom and condemnation of his wrath? You see, when the Lord saved us, he took us out of Adam and placed us in the Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Sister Renee? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22, we are told these words, for as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Are you in Christ Jesus? Are you still trying to hang on to Adam? He went on to say in Colossians 1, verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Have you been translated? Have you been delivered this afternoon? Then if you have, then you are serving Almighty God and you are living a life in the will of what God would have you to live. Oh, praise our God. Are you in Jesus Christ this afternoon? If so, then we are alive. And if we are alive, he expects us to walk according to his will for our lives. When he saved us, God, through the power of the new birth, he adopted us into the family of God. And we are now the church of God. We are now a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Praise God this afternoon. And now that we are in the body of Christ, he wants us, as the Apostle Paul said in our scripture reading this morning, in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, he tells us, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? Are evil. He went on to say, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Here the Apostle Paul was telling the saints there at Ephesus, and he's saying to you and I today, to make sure that we are walking carefully. Make sure we are walking cautiously. You see, Paul, knowing the deceitfulness of the enemy, and you and I, the word of God tells us we're not ignorant of his devices. He warns us to watch every step that we are taking, because each step is filled with danger, especially in this world today. We are counseled to walk not as fools, he said, but as wise. That word fool is a strong word. It means a person who acts unwisely, a person who is foolishly acting recklessly or irresponsibly. Basically, a silly person that's tricked or duped or being deceived by the devil. You see, when we walk as fools, people refuse to glorify God in their life. They refuse to give him glory. They refuse even to acknowledge that he is Almighty God. Turn with me to Romans 1. In this passage of scripture, Paul says that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power that saves us. The gospel being the good news that all who believe in him will have eternal life. You see, when we entered into this Christian life, we did it by faith in the good news of Christ Jesus. As we come to know more and more about God who saved us, our faith begins to grow in grace and the knowledge of him. And we live to grow closer and closer to Almighty God each and every day of our life. And when we grow closer to God, we can say, as the Apostle Paul in verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You see, part of living this Christian life is diligently reading the word of God and the study of God's word, accompanied by prayer and meditation. We heard Sister Blake tell us downstairs, even when she's working out in her garden, God is in her mind, and she's thinking about the saints of God, and as she's digging a garden, she's praying, and she's calling out the saints of God name by name, one by one. God is on her mind. Oh, we've got to have him on our mind in the day and time in which we are living right now. We got a desire to have a closer walk with Almighty God. We've got to understand what the wisdom is that we need to be walking in. We need to understand how we walk by faith. We need to understand, as Paul was saying there to the church there in Galatia. Turn with me to chapter 2 in Galatians, the second chapter. Look at what he says there in the word of God in verse 20. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul went on to say, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. You see, being crucified with Christ means that that old nature and that old man has been nailed to the cross, and we choose to live in the new nature, which is Christ living in you and I. He who loved us, he died for us, and now he lives in us. And the life we now live is by faith in Jesus Christ. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? You see, living the Christian life means sacrificing our own desires. It means sacrificing our ambition and all the things that we want to do in this life and replace them with those of Christ Jesus. Oh, we can only do this by his power and through faith that he gives us by his grace. You see, part of our Christian walk is praying to that end. You got to pray and ask God to help you. I know, saints of God, there are times you hear this and you say, well, Sister Renee, I'm praying to God always. I'm always asking God. But sometimes we need, when we get down to pray, we don't need to always be getting down and asking God for something. But let us get down and just thank God for this Christian life in general. Thank God that we've been saved by grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for preserving us. Thank God for keeping us and helping us to be able to run this race that God has set before us. You see, God is not pleased with people who draw back for him. Turn with me to Hebrews and look at what it says there in the Word of God. We're living in a time where people want to try out things. They think salvation is like going out and test driving a car. Not so. Oh, yeah, you can return it to CarMax, but you can't return. When you say that I'm a child of God, God expects you to go on to live for Almighty God. Oh, yeah, you can turn around on God, but I don't suggest you go back on God. He said once you've tasted his goodness and you turn back on him, oh, it's hard for you to get back to God. There are many I know that have turned back, who have turned away from God after they profess to know God. They say they've lived for Almighty God, and God has done all these things for them, and then they've turned back on Almighty God, and now they're saying they're saving, but they are struggling, trying to see the hand of Almighty God. They're struggling to see whether God is really working in their life, so you don't want to turn back when you've tasted the goodness of Almighty God. You have enjoyed the pleasures. You've been enlightened by the things of Almighty God. The saints of God have prayed over you. The saints of God have been good to you. And then you turn around because someone out in this world tells, girl, you don't need to live that kind of life. God doesn't expect you to live that way. But yes, he does. Look at what he says there in Hebrews, that 10th chapter, verse 38 of that scripture. He says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If you draw back from Almighty God, God is not going to have no pleasure in you. Oh, God is not pleased, as we were saying, with those who are drawing back from him after making a total commitment, after saying, live or die, I am the Lord, after coming up and making confession that you're serving Almighty God. Oh, I know there are things in this life. I know our world is troubled right now. We're living in troubled times, and I know that you can't even drive the freeway without being shot at. You can't drive in most neighborhoods without being shot at. You can't even walk in a building or walk in a storefront and not being shot at. You can't even go to the park and not be killed at the park. It's all around us. But Jesus warned us that these days would be. But look at what the Word of God tells you and I. No matter what's going on in this world, No matter if there's gunfire in this neighborhood, no matter if there's gunfire that comes through the door. You see, we've been here on Wednesday night when we've heard the helicopter flying over and scooping down and looking for someone. And Sister and I was here one Sunday when we walked out those doors and there was a police officer sitting on the parking lot and he said, hurry and get your vehicle. They were looking for someone all over here. We had to hurry and get to our vehicles. We've walked out of this house of God and before and right down this street on Palmolive, I believe it's called, we've seen where there's been gunfire. People have shot at people. People have gathered in the street. But look at what Paul tells you and I. No matter when our world is on fire like it is right now, when our world is suffering from all the things of God, things that are going on, look at what Paul says in Romans 8, verse 35. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress? See, our times right now are distressed, thank God. People are at what they say, wit's end. Many don't know which way to turn, and some are turning to suicide. But I say to you, that is not the way to turn. Because if you take your own life, you cannot be where Jesus is. He goes on to say here, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, meaning danger, or sword. He says, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Are you a conqueror this afternoon through him that loved us? People went on to say, for I am persuaded. Are you persuaded this afternoon that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is what? In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise our God. You, have you settled it this afternoon? Live or die, I am the Lord. Have you settled it? That I'm going on for Jesus Christ. You see, our Christian walk, as we said, is lived by faith in God, who saved us, who empowers us every day, who seals us with the Holy Spirit, enables us to live our lives in faith day to day. He strengthens us, and he strengthens us in our walk with him. And as we seek him more and more through his eternal word, through our prayers, we become a unified body of Christ. We will see ourselves drawing closer and closer to Almighty God. Brother Byrene and I were talking on yesterday, and Brother mentioned that people don't seem to take the death of Jesus as something sacred or serious anymore. A lot of jokes are being made in reference to prayer and playing around with sacred things that should not be. The 90th division of Psalms, verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God, we need God to teach us how to number our days so that we'll know how to walk as wise servants of Almighty God. Oh, how tragic our times are for people to know the truth and reject it with the way that folks are living today. Especially those that profess to be children of God. Many are trying to play the role, as we said, of a straddler. You see, they know the truth and they understand the word of God, yet they do not glorify God in their way of living. They will not obey God. They do not thank God and have become ineffective in their thoughts and lives. But as the people of God, we must not walk as fools, but as wise. We are not to walk like the world around us. We don't. They stumble around in darkness, but not you and I. They live in a depraved condition, but not you and I. They take no heed to where their next foot is going to fall, but you and I, we believe we walk circumspectly with Almighty God. They are blind to the things of God, but we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been made alive. We have been given the Holy Spirit of God to guide us into all truth. We have been given the light of God's eternal word. We do not stumble around like a blind man, but we have been equipped to walk according to the word of God. Praise our God. I believe in my heart that people need to know that the Bible stories of old, like what we read on Wednesday night, are not just some nursery rhyme for us to read. But these Bible stories have a message about a merciful and a gracious God who is still in control. He, we are told in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, these words. Look at what Peter says there. He says in 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. And look at what he went on to say here. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. He said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, meaning destroyed, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. See, God is going to set this world on fire. He's not coming back here to set up a kingdom, as some would have you to believe, but he's coming back, and this world is going to be destroyed. And if you're saying that I'm going to be staying, then you're going to be burning, because this world is going to be on fire. And that fire is coming down from Almighty God. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that we serve a God that has divine forbearance and that he holds back the judgment the world right now deserves. This is what Peter is warning mankind about in this scripture text. Not to take God's delay in dealing with sin as a sign that he is uninterested or that mankind is innocent and that they are okay to continue living on the way that they are living. Not so. God, our Heavenly Father, bears long with us. Our Heavenly Father is slow to anger. The Almighty does not settle his accounts with creatures every 30 days, so to speak. No, he is long-suffering. He is patient. But don't let his goodness be mistaken. We are told in Hebrews 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Oh, I believe our world and our country are right there, right now. They're at the edge of falling into the hands of the living God. We're living in a time where things are so out of control. I was listening to the news and listening to Pride Week or Pride Day, whatever it is. And I said, what is so prideful about saying God made you wrong? People are walking around. And now people are taking children and families there. We need to learn how to embrace everyone and be in love with everyone. This is against God's will.
Amen.
It is against Almighty God. Oh, what is esteemed highly among men is an abomination in the sight of Almighty God. Let us be careful not to get drawn into that. Let us be careful. They have souls too. Yes, they need to be saved and come to Almighty God. But our children don't need to go and see things such as that to learn. No, we need to tell them that it is wrong. God didn't make man to be kissing on man, and he didn't make women to be kissing on women. God said in the word of God, let a man, cleave unto his own wife. He made male and female. That's what the word of God says he made. He didn't make any in between.
And I know this is not a popular way of preaching because we have now, and many in the ministry now are embracing it and saying, oh, but God loves and God go in the Word. There's nothing in the Word of God but God's judgment against homosexuality. He destroys Sodom and Gomorrah for it. Also in Romans, you go in there and read. We were reading a little bit what Paul was talking about there, as you didn't like to retain in Romans, that first chapter. Let us go back there for a moment and look at what the Word of God says. So you won't go away and say, well, Sister Jenkins, that's your opinion. No, this is the Word of God. Do you believe what thus saith the Word? I only bring you what thus saith the Word. I say to you, if you reject this Word, you're rejecting Almighty God. You're not rejecting me, but you are rejecting the God of the universe. You're rejecting the God that made this world. He said there, starting with verse 20, he said, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. We're seeing that today. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. Are people's imaginations running away with them? He went on to say, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. He went on to say, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to unclean. You say, well, why are they like that? Because God has given them up to it. He went on to say, gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature and more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. He said, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was me. See, here it is right here. Mankind trying to do what God said between a man and a woman. He said for a man and a woman to come together and conceive, not a man and a man. He went on to say, and even so, as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all. Look at this. See, when you take God out of your mind, when you don't want to serve God, when you don't want to accept God's eternal word, and I say to our young people and anyone that is not saved, if you don't want to retain God in your mind, if you want to look at God in a disdain way, and you want to look at the things of God and say that's old-fashioned, look at what can happen to you. He said, being filled with all unrighteousness. God allow you to be filled with all unrighteousness, and you'll not be able to come to Almighty God. And Jesus said, if you die in your sins where he is, you cannot come. Praise our God. Give our God the glory. Do our God to our God's name. Then he went on and said down in verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Oh, saints of God, let us be careful. Praise our God. Oh, what a blessing to know God. What a blessing to know his word. We don't have to yield to the devices of this world, but we can walk according as God has said in the word of God. Oh, we do not have to find ourselves overcome by the schemes of the devil. Our Lord has made us wiser than that. He has given us all we need to be able to walk in his will for his glory. Oh, praise our God. As we learned on Wednesday night during our Bible study, truly a good study about the presence of God and looking at the life of Jonah. There were so many factors and points that were being made on Wednesday night. Brother Byron said that we ought to desire to be in the presence of the Lord. And when we do, it will help strengthen us and keep us strong in him. And I had to think about that for a moment. How does being in the presence of God help to strengthen me and to keep me strong in him? And then Brother Levester went on to answer what I was thinking by saying, we never come out of a situation the same as we went in. He said that this about Jonah, that Jonah's experience in the whale's belly was something that would remain with him for the rest of his life. Oh, you think about it, saints of God, just like Isaiah wasn't the same when he had to flee to Beersheba. You can read it in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. Also, Moses was changed at the burning bush in Exodus, the 3rd chapter. Job was changed when his whole life was turned upside down. You can read the entire book of Job. Peter, James, and John, they were changed when they had front row seats, so to speak, at the transfiguration of Christ Jesus in Matthew, that 17th chapter. And then old Paul, the Apostle Paul, was changed on the road to Damascus in Acts 9th chapter. And then you look at you and I today. Oh, yes, we were changed. The hymnal says, I'll never forget the day he spoke to my troubled soul. I believe we just sang it. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, when God has allowed us to experience something in this life that he truly brought us through, we will never forget what our God has done for us. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Others might be tired of hearing about it, but we ought not be tired of sharing what the Lord has done for us. Praise God. You see, God wants us, as Brother Byron said, to come into his presence so that we might be changed. We're told in Job, the 42nd chapter, verse 5, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes seeth thee. Praise our God. When we experience God's presence in our lives, we will hear from God, and our faith will be strengthened. Our faith will be renewed in the things of Almighty God. You see, God's purpose is to make us strong in our faith with him and in our walk with him. In fact, he is the one who gives us the power and the strength, saints of God, to go on day by day. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And in this passage of scripture, it reveals the nature of our Heavenly Father. Look at what it says there. And verse 28, it said, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. You know, our God doesn't faint. Our God doesn't have episodes. He doesn't have anything. Amen. Our God is our God. Praise our God. Amen. He went on to say, he giveth power to the faint, meaning he giveth power to the weak. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But look at what it tells you and I. But they that wait upon the Lord, saints of God, wait on God. Don't run ahead of God. If you've got something before the altar of Almighty God, he says, wait upon the Lord. But they, that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Have you found that to be so? Oh, our God doesn't get faint. He doesn't become fatigued. Despite the fact that he is upholding all things by the word of his power, our God does not grow weary. Praise our God. Amen. He never grows tired from his labor. We do not have to worry about our Lord ever reaching the end of his rope, so to speak. Amen. We are told in the 121st division of Psalms, and we know it well. Praise our God. And we are told there in verse 3 of that scripture reading, he will not suffer. And I know this to be true of our God. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Do you believe that this afternoon? Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. This is our God we're talking about. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. upon thy right hand. Praise our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Our Heavenly Father possesses all knowledge. He's not limited by man's thinking. His knowledge is beyond our human comprehension. He gives us the grace that we need to keep soaring in this life, so to speak. His promises are here to help us to mount up with wings as eagles. Those of us who have learned to hope in the Lord have found that he has a way of helping us to break free from the things of this life that had us bound in sin. He has a way of helping us to get above our problems of life. He has a way of helping us to get above people and things, valleys and emotions. We don't allow little things as we used to when we first started out with the Lord to get, so to speak, as the world would say, under our skin. No, we give it to Almighty God. He has a way of allowing us to soar above those difficulties that are in our life. Praise our God. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 7th chapter. You see, it means something. When you say that you are saved, look at what verse 19 of Hebrews, the 7th chapter says to you and I. He said, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. By the which we draw nigh unto God. Are we drawing closer to God, saints? Are we allowing ourselves to draw closer to him, to his word? Or are we allowing all the troubles of this world to keep us away from Almighty God? You see, if we turn around and we see all the things that are happening and we began to be drawn to those things, because things are happening, you know, in our world in a nanosecond every time you turn around. I know all of us, you know, we've been praying and thinking about the families of those in that tower in Florida that fell. Just one day it's up and now it's gone down. Souls are be in that tower. But I thank God that I know Jesus. You don't know, saints of God, where we might be and something may happen. And our lives may be snuffed out at any time. But thank God you know God, because at the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter. Did you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Oh, my God. He went on to say there, we were reading in Hebrews, the 7th chapter, I believe it was, and we start with verse 19. Thank you, brother. He went on to say in verse 20, inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Oh, he went on, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth, ever has an unchangeable priesthood, speaking of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then he goes on to say in verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. Oh, when Jesus saves, he doesn't half save you. You're saved to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions for them. Praise our God. So what does it mean to be saved? You might be thinking, oh, Sister Renee, everybody knows what it means. I have to say to you, not so. Our times are showing us that folks do not know what it means to be saved. This is not just for the unsaved. Those who profess to be saved don't even know what it means. Some don't. Just look at how people are living their lives. This is having what Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Told us from such turn away. You see, people with a form of godliness have a semblance or impression of what a child of God ought to be. And I don't want that just have an impression of it. I want to be a child of God. Praise our God. Paul is saying that people in the last days will be religious. They will have all the appearance of godliness. In other words, they'll go to church, they'll talk the language, but they will not have surrendered to the will of Almighty God. We're told in Proverbs, the 30th chapter, verse 12, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. And I believe we are living in that generational time right now. People in our day and time are considered spiritual and saved and heaven bound if they're a member of a church. But Paul says where they possess the form of godliness, they deny the power thereof. What does he mean? Simply put, a relationship with Jesus Christ is vital. It is a life-altering relationship. Oh, I know I found that to be so, and so have you, right? The Holy Spirit of God has given it to us before, and he has given it to us right now, that no man can meet Jesus and remain the same. I am not the same Renee that I used to be. Oh, we're told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. If a person claims to be right with God and they're still manifesting all the characteristics of a lost person, then that person is still lost in their sin. Oh, they need to stop fooling themselves. You see, when Jesus is in your heart, when he is in your mind, and when he is in your body and soul, you are a new individual. That old man no longer exists. You see, many in our day want the security of a relationship with God, but they refuse to have him to rule in their life. They want a God with a little g of their own creation. And then they're openly rejecting Almighty God and the message that God is sending to people about salvation. People in our day and time are religious, and they're heavenly minded, but they are lost truly. I was out reading the Pew Research. They had done a survey that said roughly 7 in 10, meaning 72% of Americans, say that they believe in heaven. Heaven being defined as a place where people who have led good lives are eternally rewarded. I don't know about you, but I find these numbers beyond belief in light of the wickedness that is filling in our society today. How can so many believe in heaven and in God? And we're seeing the destruction in our land right now. How many? How can it be? We've said this before, that there are so many places of worship and call themselves places of faith and worship lying in every street corner in America. And we hear on a daily basis the killing and uprising in our communities. How can you drive by churches that are packed, having two and three services, and people still living as they are, lying, cheating, stealing, cursing, and the such like? This is why living a good life is not a qualification for getting into the kingdom of God. People say, oh, I'm living a good life. That means that I'm living. No, it doesn't. And see, the word of God tells us in Isaiah 64, verse 6, but all your good is as filthy rags. You think about it. People who are trying to live a good life, turn with me to Isaiah 64, 6. For we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade the leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. As we've said before, you can't good your way into the kingdom of God. Amen. You got to come by new birth. You can't come in the way that people are trying to tell you today to come. Our society, for the most part, is a Christless society. They're all they talk about religion. They talk about the things of God. They talk about all the goodness and all the good deeds that they are doing. But many have not changed their way. And we can see it on a daily basis. Whether you see it or not, it is in our society today. This is why Jesus said in Matthew, that seventh chapter, turn with me there for a moment, that not everyone goes to heaven when they die. Right. I know we want to believe that every soul, especially some of our loved ones, have gone on to heaven. But the fact of the matter is, not everyone is going to heaven when they die. Look at what he says there in verse 21 of the word of God. And Jesus is saying these words. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth what? the will of my Father which is in heaven. And that's the subject of our message, saints of God, understanding the will of the Lord. He goes on to say here, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And we're seeing that right now. Many are doing a lot of things. They're giving to the poor. They're having all kinds of cookouts and fish fries and giving away food. But that's not going to get you into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He went on to say, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Oh, saints of God, are we founded upon the rock? We are told in the word of God in the 127th division of Psalms, verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. This house of God has been built by Almighty God. So we are glorifying God and doing the will of God in our lives. If you want to make heaven your home, you're going to have to do the will of Almighty God. You can't get, you can give away all kinds of things. You can give away your home. You can give away all your goods. You can give people your cars and various things, but that will not get you into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That is not going to get you there. And you can't hypocrite your way in there either. Many in this world we're living in today are trying that. But look at what Jesus said in Luke, the 6th chapter. And look at what he said in the 40th verse. We're coming to a close, saints. He said, and why call ye me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built his house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the steam beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the steam did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. See, hypocrisy is running rampant in the religious society today. But I thank God that we know the true way of God. I thank God that I can say, if you're lost this afternoon, you need to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes to the one who can save you. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. I want you to think about something for a moment. You know, many times people say, well, Sister Renee, I know Brother Tony and I have had this discussion. If people haven't heard about God, how are they going to know about our God? The Word of God says they will be without excuse. We just read it in Romans, that first chapter, in that 20th verse. Paul was letting us know there. Look at his words and what he said to us in that scripture there. Praise our God. He says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. See, God has a strong desire for mankind to know about him. God wants mankind to come to him. God has been revealed to us in through the word of God. And the heavens, we're told in the word of God, declare his glory. But I want you to think about some of these things. I read these facts, and it's something for us to think about. And everybody in this world knows these things. But teeny, seed plant, that little seed you put in the ground, it becomes a mighty tree. The birds that navigate throughout the stars, there are giant telescopes that can view objects that are over 4 billion light years away. That is a distance of 25 million septillion miles. They're saying scientists today now believe that this massive universe came into existence at a specific instant in time. Think about it, that at any given time, there are over 1,800 storms in operation. And the energy that's needed to be created from to sustain those storms is an incredible 1.3 billion horsepower that the sun travels at 186,281 miles per second. At this rate, it would take light 125,000 years just to travel across our galaxy. And the Milky Way is just one galaxy among billions in the universe. That there are over 10 million species of insects in the world today. That the Earth is 25,000 miles in circumference. Weighs 6 septrillion, 588 sextillion tons, and hangs on nothing. And it spins at 1,000 miles per hour with absolute precision and careens through space around the sun at a speed of 1,000 miles per minute in a yearly orbit that is 580 billion miles away. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God. And people are not going to be able to say that I did not know who God was. I did not know that there was a God of this universe. Because all you have to do is just look around at all these things that we just talked about and see what God has created. The universe is God's courtroom. The universe is God's creation for all mankind. We've got to know what the will of our Lord is for our lives. I say to the lost this afternoon, you don't have to be lost any longer. You can come to Jesus Christ. We read in that scripture reading back in Matthew where Jesus said, he will say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That does, you don't have to hear those words. If you come to Jesus right now, he will show you what the will of the Lord for your soul is. Will you come to him? As we bring this message to a close, let us all remember that God is the giver of life. Yes, he is the great I am. And God, we find purpose. We find meaning. We find satisfaction. And in through Jesus Christ, he has sought to restore us to himself. He has given us an invitation to come to know him. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. When we do, we seek to know God better. And we want to bring glory to him and to his name. You see, he has invited us to do so. Knowing God is a privilege. How many believe that this afternoon? And in seeking him, we can come to him. We can come to know God's will for our lives. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Understanding the will of the Lord. Amen. One of the scriptures that Pastor Jenkins gave us was in 2 Peter 3. It's not God's will that any be lost. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, first, we have to understand that. If there's one who is in sin, understand that it's not God's will that you remain there.
Amen.
It's not God's will that you die
without a Savior. It's not God's will that you die lost. That's why he gave Jesus to die, to save from sin. It's God's will that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
As Brother Byron said, unless you come to the Lord, then for you, if you reject God, then for you his death was in vain.
Amen.
It saved others, but for you, you did not avail yourself of God's mercy. Understanding the will of the Lord. So if someone's in sin, that's the first thing, to understand that it's God, not God's will that you remain in sin. And then, after being saved, it's really only after we're saved that we can really understand what God's will is in our life, working every day in our life. We're told that except a man be born again, he can't even see the kingdom of God. And except we be born of the water and of the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. So it takes a work in us, in our hearts, to understand the will of the Lord. But the starting point is just to understand that it's God's will that you be saved. Amen. Amen. And that takes surrender. That takes yielding to the Lord. Pastor Jiggins, you preached about the things that we see going on, the wickedness in this day and time, how that our life is but a vapor, and it can be snuffed out at any time, our physical life. But know that if we've been saved, no one can take our spiritual life. Amen. No one can take our soul. Amen. Shall we stand? Understanding the will of the Lord. When we're saved, he wants us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. For those who are not saved, he wants us to be saved so that we will live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen. In the worship of the Lord, shall we turn to number 469? Worship the Lord. Number 469, have thine own way, Lord. Amen. Amen. The word has been preached in Spirit's power. Spirit of God has been speaking today. Is there one? We know that even the word of God says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding. Yes. Consider what has been preached today. God is able to give you understanding. There's no reason not to understand. You say, Lord, I need to know. I need to understand what has been preached. I need to know, Lord, what you're calling for me to do. Yes. Understanding the will of the Lord. Amen. Number 469, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the while I am with
Master, today, cleanse me from sin, Lord. Wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Yes, I know that this song was sung earlier this service. But the Spirit of God took me back to this song because the message had not been preached at that time. And when we understand the will of the Lord, we're asking the Lord to have his way. His will is his way.
Amen.
And we have to be surrendered to his way.
Amen.
We don't know more than the Lord.
Amen.
None of us does the work of the Holy Spirit. And so we want the Lord to have his way.
Amen.
We understand the will of the Lord in our life. We're saying, Lord, not my will, but thine own will be done. Amen. As the first verse said, thou art the potter, I am the clay. The clay does not tell the potter how to shape them.
Amen, amen.
I said, mold me and make me after thy will. God's will be done in his people. God did not give his son to die on a cross so that we could go about and do whatever we wanted to do.
Amen.
But if we're going to be his children, then we have to be submitted to his will. His will be done. God's word is truth. We have to walk according to that truth. That second verse said, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me. We know that the Spirit of God can search us and try us and see if there be any wicked way in us, because we know that any wicked way is not going to please God.
Amen.
That's not according to his will. Cleanse me from sin, Lord, if there's someone who is in sin. Because in order to do the will of God, sin cannot be present in a life.
Amen. Amen.
We're told that heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. No sin. No sin. So it says, cleanse me from sin. If there's anything, any speck, any blemish of sin that's there, God is able, but it takes honesty before God, coming and bowing before God. Lord, search me. Lord, try me. Lord, I don't want anything to separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
It says, wash me just now as in thy presence. Humbly I bow, because, and that's what it takes. It takes coming and bowing before the Lord. Amen. Is there one? Is there anyone with a need? We'll sing that third verse. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy Spirit till all shall see Christ only.
totally surrender to his will.
Praise God.
To fill with thy spirit. That's what it takes. In order for the Lord to hold over us absolute sway. As Pastor Jenkins said, there is no First Amendment, Second Amendment. There's no rights that we have. God is our creator.
Amen.
The Lord is our God.
Praise our God.
Salvation is not a democracy.
Amen.
Amen. It is a blessing and a privilege to be a child of God, to be regenerated from a miserable life of sin, to have life instead of death, to have light instead of darkness. I don't want my way.
Amen.
I want the Lord's way. I want my way, my will to be hidden in the Lord's will. Amen. That's what he would have for us. Amen. And when that's the case, it said, then all shall see Christ only always living in me. Someone should be able to look at our life, observe our life, and they shouldn't have to be able to scratch too far below the surface in order to see Christ only always living in us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Understanding the will of the Lord. Is there one?
Okay.
Is there one? Amen. Amen. Does someone just pray for me? I always want to be in the Lord's will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be in God's will, in the center of his will.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins said there's some who are just above the radar from sin, who claim to belong to the Lord. And some who have already gone below the radar. I don't want to be at the margin. I want to be in the center of his will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there another? Amen. Amen. Is there another? Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Lord bless. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. We'll sing that the second verse and the fourth verse again. Softly. Amen. Second verse and fourth verse again. Amen. We want to give the Spirit freedom to work. Page 469. Amen. We'll sing that second verse and fourth verse. Amen. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try. Cleanse me from sin, Lord. Wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thy own way. Thine own way, hold o'er my peace, absolute sway, fill with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your spirit, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for the way that your spirit moves, dear God. Lord, the way that your spirit gives understanding, dear Father. Lord, the way that you, Lord, you've given us the privilege, Lord, to come to you, dear God. Lord, when your word is preached, dear God, and you've shown us something in your word, dear Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, for your faithfulness and for your love, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and have your way in each heart and mind that heard your word this day, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, Lord. Remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, we, Lord, want to do your will, dear God. We want to understand, Lord, what your will is for us in our lives, dear God. And we want to do your will, dear God. We want everything that we do, dear God. We want to do it, dear God, heartily as unto thee, dear Father. Lord, understanding, dear God, Lord, what your will is for our lives and for our hearts, dear God. Lord, we realize, dear God, that there may be others, Lord, who are looking on our life, dear Father. And, Lord, we don't want to be a stumbling block, but, dear Father, truly, Lord, we want to be a light, dear God, Lord, that someone else may be led to thee. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear Father, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, and help, dear God, to be in the center of your will, dear God. Lord, we want to know, dear God, that we're, Lord, obeying your word, dear Father, according to the Spirit of God. Lord, we pray, dear God, those who are at the altar, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, what the needs are, dear Father. And Lord, we pray and ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would supply, dear God, Father, the heart, Lord, the need, dear Father, that brought, Lord, this lovely soul, dear God, to the altar. Lord, we pray, dear God, for our sister, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister India, dear God. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to direct her life, dear Father. Lord, give her direction, dear Father. Help her to know, Lord, that you will lead, guide, and direct her in all things, dear Father. Lord, help us, Lord, to remember, Lord, that you will lead, God, and direct us in all things, dear God. And Lord, we should not lean to our own understanding, dear God, but, Lord, to trust in you with all of our heart, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have heard and felt. And we pray, dear God, that you would remember each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jenkins. We pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God, and bless us, dear Father, in your word, dear God. Lord, that we may be found, Lord, meet for the Master's use. Help us, dear God, even, Lord, to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to be drunk with the wine of the world, dear Father, with the things, Lord, that the world is chasing after. Help us, Lord, not to become overburdened with the things that we see happening, Lord, in this world, dear Father, realizing, Lord, that you are in control of all things, dear God, and, Lord, your will be done. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to ever be surrendered to your will, dear Father, knowing, dear God, Lord, that you do all things well. Have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing. And we thank you, Lord, for your word today. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Praise our God.
Amen. Amen. God for the word. Amen. Well, I have a card here, first of all. Thinking of you. This is from Sister Edna Saunders in Florida. May those who love the Lord shine as the sun. Judges 5:31. You are in my heart and prayers. Like the sunny smiles of nature, happy thoughts of you warm my heart and brighten my day. I'm wishing you a bright, sunny day. I am grateful for your love and prayers. I need them. Thank the Church of God for the books. And we sent her, in the beginning of a quarter, we sent her Sunday school books and the Pathway devotional book. She already gets the daily bread. So we send those to her. They are food. I am eating. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me. Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave you. Amen. Thank the Lord. And we just thank God for Sister Saunders. She always, she remembers this congregation. Amen. I'm trying to see. I know I put my bulletin. And I have this Father's Day, and I know that's not right. Oh, it does. Oh, I guess I did have the Bible. Sunday, June 27th. Well, that's all right. We can wish the fathers a happy day again, even though by the calendar it was last Sunday. But fathers, you want to know, sometimes fathers may think they get kind of short compared to Mother's Day. So we'll wish the fathers a happy day again. Amen. always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I teach you the good and the right way. Reminder, stay up on your vitamins. They are all good for you. Amen. And I might add, I'm talking about, you know, food supplements, but spiritual vitamins. Get your word. Get your word. Even as Sister Edna Saunders said, she's getting a Sunday school book, says she's eating. So thank the Lord. We have to eat our spiritual food as well. Food pantry services will start back up on Saturday, August 28th, Lord willing. The canister is available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. Wednesday night Bible study, which will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before Bible study to give it a rest, but don't forget to turn it back on so we can call you. Amen. And happy birthday blessing. There's none in the bulletin, but we know that Brother Javier did put in a birthday offering for his sister Gabby, whose birthday is tomorrow, and she'll be turning. Oh, it's today. Oh, that's right. The party was yesterday. That's right. The party was yesterday. Her birthday's today, and she turned 13 today. Thank you, Sister Millicent. Amen. So happy birthday blessings to her. We thank God for blessing Brother Pierre to drive the bus, and as was said on last Lord's Day, he was not feeling well, and we thank God for touching and healing him and his household, and we thank God for blessing him to drive the bus. And please lift Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Mann up in prayer as they are scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. Our thought for today: having part-time religion is like having part-time work. It won't support you. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. August. Amen. Pastor Jenkins wanted to remind me that ordinance services will be on the fifth Sunday of August, August 29th, including baptism. Amen. So thank the Lord, because we had not, because of the pandemic, we had not had ordinance services. But thank God. Thank the Lord. So Sunday, August 29th, will be ordinance services, including baptism. Amen.
Thank the Lord. We thank God for service today. All of it, Sunday school, all the way through. Just good, good, good for our souls. Amen. So good, as was said, that the Jenkins children are back. Amen. We missed you when you were gone. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen. Yes, Brother Byron.
You know, this is kind of for young people mm-hmm. and listening up, young people. You know, you might not understand what a troubled soul is right now, but it's like the older saints used to say. You keep living long enough, you don't know what some arthritis is. You don't know what some skinning other areas.
Come on,
you don't know what some wearing glasses. And it's the same way in these trying times. You keep living long enough, and you're going to learn what it means to have a troubled soul.
Yeah.
And this day, this message, this day, you will reflect on what it means to break the chains of that troubled soul.
Amen.
Keep living, young people. Don't be discouraged. Don't have a bad attitude towards hearing the word of God. Because one day, the way times are now, as you spoke of, in these troubled times, you are going to come to know what it means to have a troubled soul.
Amen.
And that's where this message will come back to the root.
Amen. So true. It's so true. Sister Regina.
Amen.
Amen.
I was blessed yesterday. Okay? Really blessed.
Praise God. Amen. 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 And praise God. And happy birthday. If we can wish the fathers a happy Father's Day again. We again wish you happy birthday. Two times. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank the Lord. Amen. We'll ask. Brother Tony, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer, please? Amen. Amen. Amen.
It goes back to the scripture. Yeah. So he asked you swear that you gave me.
Yeah.
Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not.
Yeah.